mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, thank you for joining us on this live Thursday, November 11th, 2004 edition, already into the third hour. If you missed the last hour, we talked to, and we're continuing to talk to, Dr. William Richard Deagle, M.D., worked for the U.S. military in a lot of secret projects, met with the FBI director months before 9/11. They talked about how they were going to let it happen, planes into buildings, to bring in martial law and the New World Order. We detailed it in the last hour. And his bio is incredible. We checked him out. He did work inside the government at every level, did meet with the FBI director, and now he's going public with all of this. It's just absolutely amazing, and we're taking calls, and then we're also going to get into the new attorney general, the architect of the torture, the guy that said the president's above the law, the guy that told the Pentagon to go ahead and torture, the guy that says enemy combatants strip U.S. citizens of their rights, ship them overseas for torture. He's also pro-abortion. Pro not giving parents notification of their children as young as 12 having abortions, but your child's got to have a permission slip to go to the zoo or the planetarium or the museum. A lot of our troops getting killed in the battle for Fallujah, the dollar plunging even more, major CNN poll out, 89% of Americans believe the government is covering up 9/11. Continuing with Dr. Deagle. Dr. Deagle, let's go back to calls. Let's go to Randy in Florida, then Ron, Marcello, Bob, and others. Randy, go ahead.
Well, you hit the nail on the head about Mr. Goose-Stepping Gonzalez. You know, he'd be right at home in the Third Reich, you know. And
He openly says Bush is the supreme law. Bush is above the law.
Sounds like they're making a new Fuhrer.
Yeah, well, you know, Bush, the phony conservative, you know, I mean, everybody that voted for him, you know, deserves a bozo button and a dunce cap. You know, they fit right in with Lenin's description of useful idiots.
But even if they would have voted for Kerry, they had it fixed that way. That's how controlled this is.
Well, the amazing thing is, the last term where Bush sat, there were 4 million babies that died. Stem cell research went forward. All of the things that you just can't even imagine that are classified, that are horrendous, abuses of humanity, went forward. So where do people get the impression that that President Bush is pro-life or a Christian?
Well, Jerry Falwell came out yesterday and said we need an evangelical revolution over the next 4 years. Well, there could have been one at the polls last week if everybody would have, all of those people would have voted for Peruca. That would have been an evangelical revolution.
Absolutely. If their first alliance is not to the bonesman and a satanic cult, but to the Lord God of Heaven, who actually is the founder of the Nation of America, which was a republic and not a democracy, then we would probably be moving forward with grace and protection instead of toward destruction.
All these brainwashed and hoodwinked evangelical leaders like Falwell and Chaffee, you know, they're just as full of hot air as their hero worship, Mr. Bush.
Well, of course, they control the media, the regular media. They don't control the alternative media, which is why they're trying to shut down the access networks. And ultimately, they want to shut down the Internet because they don't want the public to know this because of an awake public. It's like the movie, I think, Ants, you know, when they realize that there's a lot of those little ants out there, and if they decide not to accept our deal, they won't be no longer be slaves to the system, and that's what's coming. They want to turn us into a new feudalism of the third millennium. They want to have a new genetically hierarchy feudalism with everybody implanted and controlled, just like the movie The Matrix. Why do you think all these things are coming out? They want to turn it, literally, America into hell on earth.
Well, I don't go along with that, and I don't play that game. You mentioned the NIOSH 95 mask. What about the military M17?
What do you mean by that?
Is that a good mask?
He's asking about gas masks.
Yeah, the different ones, yeah. The two best that I've seen in terms of price is the Canadian and the Israeli gas masks are the best price. But the military one is very good.
All right, thanks, caller. Thanks for the call. And again, we're talking to a doctor who admittedly worked, this is admitted, in top secret government cyborg operations.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medications.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're about to go to Dr. William Richard Deagle, MD. Worked with the federal government, a lot of different classified programs. I'm looking at his bio here. Checked out his name in the news all over the place. Meeting with the FBI director. Involved in dark winter and top-off exercises. Months before 9/11, in a meeting with the FBI director, they said that the attacks are going to take place with jet planes. Nothing's going to be done to stop it. We're bringing in the police state. And I'm literally looking here at his bio and all of the advanced sensory nerve mapping diagnoses and acute chronic pain investigations, all the different federal and state boards, all the things he's done in research. And now he's writing articles and exposing the New World Order in 9/11. And again, he was intimately involved and witnessed a lot of this right down at the ground level. We'll go to, back to him in just a couple minutes, and then we'll get to Ron in New York and Marcello and Bob and Albert and many, many others that are patiently holding and get into a ton of news here about the new attorney general and the battle for Fallujah and what's happening there, the plunging dollar, major polls out where 89% of Americans believe the government's covering up 9/11. That's a CNN poll. It's all coming up. And now the mainstream media, from ABC News to NBC, is attacking people that talk about Building 7 being blown up. Well, we've told Larry Silverstein, come on the show, the owner. He says they blew it up. The firefighters say they blew it up. We have all the documents, all the tapes, all the clips, all the articles reposted on the main page of PrisonPlanet.com right now. And it's important for you to email it out and post it everywhere and again, start the news cycle on this again, exposing their lies, their counteroffensive against us. So please do that immediately. I'm begging you. You can have such an effect, it will just take action. Email everybody on your email list. Go to a few message boards. Email all the big websites. Tell them, repost this. It's important. We have the power. We can affect change. The globalists are losing credibility. They're losing control. They're panicking. Oh, by the way, we're going to be joined now by Debbie Morrow for 2 or 3 minutes. I talked last week about how the water's stinking so bad in Austin, Texas. And it was in the Sunday paper. I wasn't aware of this. But, yeah, you know, there's some plant life and some sewage in it. But don't worry. Chlorine's been added, so it's not bad for you. I mean, it tastes like a porta-potty smells without going too much further into the detail. I mean, even in iced tea, you smell it. And people are just slurping it with pleasure. They're not going to filter it. And that's just the town where I live, folks. I mean, now I guess we'll buy anything. So, hey, sewage is good for you. Debbie, people need to call you, not for disasters that may be coming, but just to stop drinking the current disaster of herbicide, pesticide, sewage, dead bacteria. Yeah, the chlorine kills it all, but you're still drinking, dead sewage, dead bacteria. And it ain't good for you, is it, Debbie?
No, it's not. It's really bad for you. Gosh, you know, I was getting
sure. Hey,
gross
Debbie,
out.
There's some sewage and dead plant and bacteria matter, but just enjoy it.
No, let's not. Let's Berkey our water.
You're not with Al Qaeda, are you?
No.
Questioning the government means you're with Al Qaeda.
Well, I hope not, because then I would be in a lot of trouble, I guess.
I'm joking with you, my dear. But tell folks about the specials, how they call, or maybe okay. They can just trust the government and keep drinking the water.
Okay, call into our office here at 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. And order a Berkey Light, order Berkey Sport bottles. You know, we have the different specials going, the Berkey Light for $1.99.
I got a question for you, Debbie. Uh-huh. Some of the listeners are old-timers. They still like the British Berkey, your black Berkey's made here in America. Uh-huh. They still like the white elements with the stainless steel body. Can folks still get those?
Absolutely. And, you know, we don't want people thinking what they have is bad, because that was not our intent when we developed filters made in America. We just didn't want to have to rely on a foreign source.
And you've got major universities saying the black filter is a new standard, but the white element is excellent as well. How much are those if people want those?
If they want to replace the Berkey filters, they can get 4 for $150, or they can get them individually for $47 a piece.
What if folks want a stainless steel body?
If they want a stainless steel body and they want the black Berkey purification elements, just call me and we'll figure it out.
All right.
Because
I'm
that way.
Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot here.
Give
Debbie, I'm sorry, give Debbie a call right now. Different specials, they're all great. If the phone's busy, leave her name and number. She'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. 888-803-4438. And the bare minimum is the sports bottles. They just filter. They don't totally purify, but it makes Pond Creek water safe. 640 refills of tap, 130 of Pond or Creek water makes it safe to drink. The black Berkey cuts it all out. You can't detect it below detectable levels. 1-888-803-4438. Or go to berkeywater.com and tell them what free gift you want as part of the Alice Jones special, the sheltering in place video, or potassium iodate, or sports bottles. 1-888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com. And Debbie, anything else?
Yes, I did want to say you had a customer call me this morning, and if this man is listening, I don't know his name, he called me and asked me about Berkey Sport bottles and the price. If you're listening, call me back, because I thought of a solution for you. So if you are listening and you're the man that called me about the Berkey Sport bottles, please call me back. Okay.
Hey, Debbie, take care.
Thanks, Alex. Have a wonderful day.
You bet. Debbie's a sweetheart, and they're great products made in America. If you want the British ones, they're excellent as well, and they have those too. But they're kind of evil over there at New Millennium. They have stuff made in America. I know it's rare. Okay, going back to Dr. Deagle, we're about empowering folks here, Doctor, just like you are. Dr. Deagle, we're going to go back to calls here, but for those that just joined us that missed the last hour, what a sin, that missed that incredibly powerful information, please, just in a two-minute nutshell before we go back to calls, recap how you woke up to the New World Order, some of the programs you were involved in without getting into classified areas there in Colorado Springs, and then in the meetings with the FBI director months before 9/11, what you heard. Recap that for us, please.
Sure. Well, in 95, I did the exit examination on the munitions team that went to the Khobar Towers in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and then also were sent over to the Alfred P. Murrah building after it was blown up and examined that debris. There were five gentlemen came back. They were from Fort Carson. My boss, Major George Winder, wasn't available, so I did their exit exam. One guy had a nervous breakdown, told me that the building was blown up by special units of FBI and ATF that used micronuclear bombs from the Army Corps engineers that were used for underground excavations. Those buildings were brought down with nuclear weapons. Debris was radioactive. They used radiation detectors on site, told my guys that if they removed any debris, they would be killed.
By the way, the micro-nuke stuff, I got that when I first got started from government sources a decade ago when I started exposing this, and people said, oh, that doesn't exist. Now they admit they have whole families of micro-nukes.
Yeah, these were baseball size. He held his hands up like a baseball. And he said they were stuck to the side of the pillars. That's why the building was sheared off. And he explained to me, because I'm a chemist as well, that the building was one-seventh the amount of ammonium nitrate in that truck out front, the Ryder truck that supposedly blew the building up and sheared the front off. He said it was impossible. The detonation zone around it, it would have just blown windows in.
But by the grace of God, some of the bombs didn't go off.
Exactly. Two of them didn't go off, and a C4 pineapple, two nukes and a C4. They removed from the building that were non-detonated. Fast forward to the meeting March 1, 2001, after working with Reserve Admiral John Hughes with the state hazmat teams and the FBI and CDC on Operation Dark Winter and Top Off. We had a bioterrorism infectious disease conference, and the FBI director for bioterrorism nationally told me three times, and we spoke for over 2 hours with Dr. Jay Reddington, head of the VA Infectious Disease and University of Colorado Infectious Disease Unit, and the head of the Center for Disease Control Bioterrorism, told me about prior knowledge of about everything about 9/11.
And that was Adams Mark Hotel, March 1st, 2001.
That's correct. Adams Mark Hotel. And we had a private lunch, and we spoke for several hours. I was appalled because I'd seen the national ID before when he said they were going to go to martial law and force the national ID on all American citizens and suspend the Constitution. And I became very, very upset at that point. I realized this is all coming together, and I realize now, especially with this phony election victory by Bush, the game's over. There's no more time for playing around here. If you don't follow what Alex is trying to get everyone that's listening here to do, it's over, not just for Americans, but for everyone. We've got to wake up now. We've got to get ourselves physically prepared, like filtering our water, like getting potassium iodate, like doing things to empower and protect ourselves and tell other people it's the game's over. And they've got to get these materials into their hands, just like Alex says, you know, buy them, copy them, get this material out. If you don't do it now, and they proceed with the next step, because my inside contacts tell me there will be a draft this coming March. They're planning on drafting at least 500,000 to 600,000 Americans for both Homeland Security and the military branches. They're planning on expanding these wars significantly in the Middle East. And you have all the documentation, and I agree 100% with everything you're saying. They're going to expand that war in the Middle East, and we're going to have thousands of young Americans put in harm's way for no good reason, not for the American sovereignty, not for American economy, not for anything, not even for our neighbors. It's just going to cause more destruction.
Meanwhile, the dollar's plunging. They're putting the architect of torture in as the new attorney general. It's just, as you said, hell on earth.
It is. They're literally turning us into hell on earth, and they're planning. And even when we talk about the avian flu, we talked about these plagues, about them releasing bioweapons. And we did a simulation, actually, using the supercomputer that's up at the in Boulder for the National Weather Service supercomputer, and we simulated a gentleman coming from Cairo to Oklahoma City and a so-called release of smallpox, because he's literally the bioweapon. And they know darn well that we have dozens of really, really deadly viruses that have been developed.
We'll be right back, Doctor, with calls. Stay with us.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We'll get more into super bioweapons coming up in the next segment with our guest. And why did the Australian government release the ingredients of how to make the super mousepox that you can then take any mammal and engineer something that will kill 90%+ of those exposed to it? We're going to talk about that, too, but right now let's go to Ron in New York, then Marcello, Bob, Albert, Ron, and others. Ron in New York, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Doctor. The suggested nomination of Alberto Gonzalez is a disgrace. this is unbelievable. This guy does believe in imperial presidency. I guess he would feel more comfortable with a return to a monarchy.
And he believes in that 12-year-olds should not have to get parental consent for abortions.
Yes, and along with that, he also believes that torture as a legal matter, as a cornerstone of legal and political policy, is good. And he
We have links to his memo and articles about it on PrisonPlanet.com right now. He says the president is above the law.
There's no doubt about the man's position. He made them public. There's no doubt about it. He called the Geneva Convention a quaint document, implying that it was useless. Well, first off, let's start from the last backwards. If this man cares less about our troops, even if he had entertained such thoughts, he would have never made them come out of his mouth.
Because when our troops get captured, they're going to be tortured.
It. That's right.
But see, we'll engage in doublespeak. They're torturing. They're bad. Look at them. Torture's good when we do it.
Understand something, that with all these conventions, under the practice of law, I'll try to explain a real complex
Well, he even said he was above federal law.
When you do things like that, you understand that all bets are off. In other words, if you say it's okay for me to torture your men, then if the enemy tortures our men, we have no recourse to complaint in international law. There's nothing we could do. And
Plus,
this lunatic stated that.
The Army report says 75 to 90% of those picked up at the 34 camps, were innocent families. This is the Army's own report, whose papers weren't in order.
Well, that's one thing, okay? The issue that the man could feel so cavalier about torture, that he could even feel emboldened enough to say that
on the
record.
Yeah, that's it. Mengele hid it, but Alberto Joseph Mengele Gonzalez does not hide it.
Right. As a matter of fact, the Third Reich, as evil as it was, okay, never did put anything on paper saying that it was part of the cornerstone of their law. This idiot is actually saying not only is it good, let us make it the cornerstone of our law. This man is wholly unacceptable as a nominee or a designee.
Hey, the so-called Christian conservatives will worship him and say, thank you for being pro-abortion. Thank you for being against parental consent. We love you. If you're not for abortion, you are the Antichrist.
Let me speak to...
let me get a comment from the doctor. Doctor?
Yeah, I'm pro-life, and I spoke in March of 1997 at Human Life International, and I spoke specifically against abortion and against genetic fetal tissue transplantation, and afterward, they sat me down, nice talk, doctor. They gave me a two-hour talk and 6 inches of documentation about torture, about vaccines in sub-Saharan Africa to sterilize women against human chorionic gonadotropin, about the AIDS being released as a bioweapon to actually cause the destruction of the African population, about numerous plagues that they have at the WHO they plan to release on the world. All of these things are global policies, including the torture, to try to subjugate and crush and reduce the human population and dumb us down just like the mercury in the vaccine so we have lower IQs, so we're more manipulable. The goals 2000 in the schools, all of this is one whole landscape of horror that they're doing on us very quickly because they know we're waking up.
Well, let me address this let me address something to people. Well, Alex, I've been trying to get my words out, you know.
Hey, wait a minute, Ron. We've had you on for a couple minutes. You've said stuff. We've just added things.
Yeah, I understand, but let me please get to my point. Anybody who's a Republican sycophant who believes that because they voted for George Bush because the alternative was worse, okay, which it was set up to be that way, you've got to be out of your mind out there in radio land, if any of you are listening, to follow through and not see that this nomination is opposed. If there is a fair and democratic process, which there will not be, I'm sure it's almost a staged event, his nomination is almost in the bag, this man would be filtered out of that process. Now, beyond that, the United States Supreme Court has been in session and making rulings the last few days. And it seems that the U.S. Supreme Court is intent in tearing down state constitutions. I think that's something else that should be brought to
public
attention.
Let me stop you. I'm going to add something now. Under Goals 2000, Ron, they now have the state of California going in and taking over school districts. No more school boards.
That's correct, and it's happened here in New York City and New York as well. But the U.S. Supreme Court, the Illinois Supreme Court, said that if you're stopped on a routine traffic stop, that's not a basis for police to bring drug-sniffing dogs to sniff your car. Well, the Supreme Court is going to make a ruling on that, and so far...
Thanks for the call. You got Thank you for the call. More calls coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
People have to understand the constraints I'm under. I make a comment, the doctor makes a comment. Ron, you got about 2 minutes of that 5-minute segment for yourself. And you get frustrated because I know there's more you want to say. The show ends all the time and I've got more I want to say. We got more callers after you we've got to go to and give some time. I'm actually bad about letting folks go too long and myself going too long as we don't get to it all, so please don't get mad at me. And I want to take these calls from Marcello, Bob, Albert, Ron, and Guy, and that's going to be it because I got some other news I want to cover about the dollar and this new 9/11 poll, and I wanted to take time out so that the doctor that we have on the line with us, who's boldly gone public with all of this inside information that checks out, is Dr. William Richard Deagle, M.D., Dr. Deagle, how do folks check out your website?
They can log on to NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, if they want to look at the free information on there, including the lecture that I gave February 12th, 2002. They can also find out information about health and wellness in there. But in terms of the articles dealing with that, I'll send you further articles and all kinds of other information. I'll just send those directly to your webmaster, Paul Joseph Watson.
We've already been posting some of your articles. We'll post more of them there and make a section that's riveting, important stuff.
I think it's important that people get empowered in terms of taking care of their health. We don't have a health care system. We have a repair shop. We also have a public health system that's spending billions of dollars, but none of it's to try to protect Americans against radiological or biological bombs. And just simple things like filtering your water. You had your expert on the Berkey system. Water filtration is important. One quarter of all the schoolyards have excessive lead in the schoolyard dust. The water supplies in America are contaminated with chloramines and fluoramines, and chloride and fluoride are not good for your
body. So you're already going to get so many toxins from food in the air.
Exactly.
Cutting out the bad water, which is 70% of your intake, that is going to really reduce that.
Exactly. I'm writing a book that's an e-book that'll be, I'll be posting it up on my site free, and it's called Molecular Holocaust, and it's all the toxins in your environment that people have no idea. I belong to the Academy of Environmental Medicine, and we know just how dangerous it is. There's a jet stream bringing over in the southern hemisphere, and it comes across the Gulf of Mexico and dumps on America, all over North America, 100,000 tons of heavy metals and chemicals every month from garbage that's being burnt in the areas in North Africa and Asia and all the way across to, through China. This is dumping every month, and that's just in dust, a hundredth of a micron in size.
I talked to my grandmother. He was, you know, raised and lives here in Austin. All these old people, they never had allergies till about 10 years ago. Allergies were unknown, and it's not just the pollen and all this stuff. It's that it's, you're right, Texas is just hit by this jet stream.
It's coming right up the Gulf, and it's dumping it right on Texas and head straight north America. And no one's telling you that the mercury is dangerous or the lead or all the other chemicals. And now if you do sampling of people's blood, in fact, I'll be putting links on there to toxicology labs, the industries aren't telling people they're in danger, the military troops. Our troops were exposed to the things to kill the Leishmaniasis.
By the way, we can't burn batteries here, but when you put them in, they get shipped to Mexico where they burn them.
Right.
And then one-third of the children born in Mexico City have the disorder where they have the malformed brain.
Right. Cadmium poisoning is a primary heavy metal there. It's horrendous, and this is going to have dramatic effects. Our cancer rates, when I went to medical school 31 years ago, our cancer rates now are six times higher in North America than they were when I went to school. Six times higher. 600%.
Hey, but that's not important. What about the Kobe Bryant case, or maybe the guy who might have killed his girlfriend? That other guy, Lacey Peterson. Let's talk about how about the World Series, Bubba?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's take some calls quickly here. Quickly, callers. It's bam,
sure.
Bam, bam. Marcello in Canada, go ahead. You got the floor.
Hello, Alex. I called in today to report that I observed for myself the first time the mass main mind manipulation media breached the silence on the 9/11 conspiracy. Not only as I learned the same as you did on Tuesday on MSNBC, but I saw it on CNN yesterday. There it was, 9/11 conspiracy. And thing to bear in mind is I turned it on CNN mid-sequence, so I missed the part where they introduced the fellow, but it sounds very much like it was the same person.
But after they demonized that you're all kooks, you believe the government was involved, they did a poll, and 89%, when they closed the poll, 4,000-plus respondents to 500 believed the government was doing this. So despite your propaganda, it didn't work too well for you, did it?
No. The jig's up. Basically, I mean, it's just for people to take a look at this point.
Yeah, by and large, I'm finding when I speak to people in Canada, they're much less been brainwashed because they don't worship Emperor Bush, the boy emperor. And they are aware that something really terrible is happening, and they're a big neighbor to the south.
All right. Anything else, Marcello?
Well, I was just going to comment on the way they formatted the show. The well-put-together government shill there, he always had a chance to refute the individual's points, but he couldn't.
And they decided to refute sub-points or points no one even made.
Yeah. They just have all their side-issue distraction techniques and getting you off the main point.
Well, they don't want this even opened up. This is a desperation tactic. Thanks for the call. If somebody's got that CNN piece, please email it to us or mail it to me. We'll get it out there, folks, and we'll decipher it. Let's go ahead now and talk to Bob in Texas. Bob, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a quote from Carl Jung that I think fits what's going on with the mass mind today. He said, "The foundation of all mental illness is the unwillingness to experience legitimate suffering." People just don't want to face reality because it's too painful. They would rather stick their head in the sand.
Yeah, I don't agree with a lot of the teachings of Carl Jung, but that one is true. You know, the foundation of all mental illness is the denial, you know, refusing to have legitimate suffering. When you just are in denial, when you're in a stagnant position, when you just deny everything and have this dissociative disorder where you see something threatening, so you just deny it and move on, that's doublethink that Orwell talked about. It will destroy you, folks. I mean, do you love your children? This is real. This is happening. Cell phones do cook your brain. The fluoride is a toxic sedative. You know, all of this is real.
I'd like to ask Dr. Deagle if what he thinks is really behind this new world order. If there's a deep core to it. I'm sure you've done research into it.
Well, it's elitism. It's dehumanization. It's domination. It's a bunch of sociopathic control freaks, Doctor.
Isn't it Lucifer? And who is Lucifer? Is he a real entity, or is he a spirit, or what?
Well, I think what you need to do is that the Judeo-Christian belief system gives us the answer. And the fact is, we do have the answer. The answer is, this very powerful, very intelligent spiritual entity has been around for untold period of time, and has intruded on human history, and has caused unbelievable destruction. And what's coming, literally, is hell on earth. We're not talking about hell and hell, we're talking about hell on earth. And, you know, there are evil people who have accepted the domination of this creature and its principalities and powers, which are both in the spiritual realm and the physical. Just look at people like the people that go to Bohemian Grove is a perfect example of human beings that worship Luciferian entities. These are real. Child sacrifice is real. You know, if you're and you see the ritual sacrifices come in, you have to diagnose them as dead, and they've had things done to them that I won't mention on the radio. This is not imaginary. This is real.
Lucifer himself must be real and tangible.
Well, absolutely. And I think, you know, the thing is, we need to get our pastors and our ministers back to the real. You know, hell is hot. You know, that there are real consequences in the physical realm as well as the spiritual for being blind.
That's right. There's a lot of children who are murdered, and I've talked to police. They're told to not tell the press it was a ritual, quote, because we're doing an investigation, but it's never brought out. Thanks for the call, Bob. Albert in Colorado. Albert, you're on the air. Go ahead. Albert, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
After the Oklahoma City bombing, there were reports that containers marked fulminate of mercury were found in the basement of the Murrah building. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know about the mercury, but I know inside the building all the records for Agent Orange for the U.S. government were in the building, and in fact, this officer that I talked to told me that all the records were destroyed.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for the call, Albert. Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Doctor, I'm here in Oklahoma City. Right after the Murrah bombing, I went down to look at the building. I talked to some other visitors. My conversation was overheard by someone in law enforcement. I was telling them the whole thing seemed fishy to me. Didn't add up. Within 2 days, my phone was tapped. My mail was intercepted. I was being followed around. I had a friend of a friend who happened to be in law enforcement look into the situation. Word came back to me that I was on everybody's S list, and that the law enforcement officer got called on the carpet, wanted to know why. His superior asked him why he was asking questions. Is this consistent with what you know about the Murrah bombing?
Absolutely. I have many stories. You could spend hours talking about the people that I've talked to. Some of them right in Oklahoma City that contacted me and have been talking to me in military that have told me the same kinds of stories. They've been harassed because they even saw it on the news that there was more than one bomb and that they were not exploded. They were removed from the building afterwards. This is something that's totally consistent with everything that
they'll come to police officers' houses, the FBI, and go, "You didn't see that on Channel 4. That didn't exist. Are you with the terrorist?" I've interviewed detectives who would ask questions, and the FBI would come and say, "You never saw that on TV." No, are you crazy? We have the video, folks. It's in Road to Tyranny.
There for a while, I thought I was crazy. I really appreciate what you're having to say, because I've known for a long time there was really something going on, but hearing you today, it really helps out a lot. I've been through a lot in the last 10 years. So,
well, that's good. And the most important thing is keep speaking up, because if we don't speak up now, pretty soon we'll be silenced for good.
Doc, the more they harass me, the madder I get. The more I talk, the more of Alex videos I pass out, and the more I harass them. Thanks.
I appreciate it.
We have the people. We have the force to take action. We have the power with God's help. God helps those that helps themselves. We don't have a choice. They're going to carry this stuff out. All we can do is try to expose them, and that's happened. 89%. CNN runs a demonization piece, runs the poll, and 89% respond and say, we believe the government did it.
Well, I want to make a comment about who you are, Alex. You're like Gideon. You're the guy that says, I want an army of 300 that lap the water up like a dog and are looking forward and don't have their head down in the water trying to get more water in their mouth. They're looking forward to what's coming. And that's, he said, I only want these 300. You other guys, you go home back to your wives. I want people who actually will stand up and know that they're physically and their jobs and everything are in danger, that'll stand up no matter what now. Because if you don't stand up now, there won't be any standing up. We'll all be.
Well, that's a good analogy for everybody that's taking action like yourself as well, Doctor. Gideon took thousands out by the river, and those that stuck their heads in and didn't look out and didn't watch out and weren't aware, he didn't want them.
He doesn't want them. He always says, go home. You're just going to get in the way of the battle.
Yeah, so the spectators that want to laugh at this and joke about this, you don't even know what it means to have a plunging dollar, what the face scanning cameras mean, what the open borders mean, what the free trade area of the Americas is. You don't know what all of this is doing to you. You don't want to know. You want to deny it. You don't want to know that we brought the Nazis over here to set everything up. You don't want to know about Arnold Schwarzenegger. You don't want to know. Fine, stick your head in the water. Let's go ahead and take a final call. Guy in Deutschland, an American calling from Germany. Welcome, Guy.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'm one of your subscribers. I listen to your show through the Internet. I just want to report to you that I watched the election here from Germany, and I was watching the German media, and pretty much everyone is awestruck that Bush was reelected. You know, maybe we got fooled the first time, but the second time, we knew what we were getting into, and we reelected him anyway. And I think we've lost all credibility in the world, and I think, you know, all Americans, you think they're living in a free country. They should come to Europe, because you really see, you know, Germany is a free country, or at least a little bit freer than America. And, you know, Americans go around saying, we're the free ones, we're the best. But you got to come to Europe, and then you'll see what America could have been or once was.
Well, Europe's got its own brand of police state going in with thought crimes and the rest of it. But, you know, again, they held Kerry up as the savior. It's all part of the fake left-right paradigm. Bush, bad cop. Europe, good cop. But definitely Europeans are seeing through a lot of it, because they're across the pond. They're outside the bubble.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, when I drive down the street and there's a cop behind me, I don't get nervous. I know he's not going to bother me. He's not going to pull me over. Whenever I visit my mom in America and there's a cop behind me, I really get nervous. And I know he's going to, if he pulls me over, he's going to harass me. You know, it's just really a pain. And I just don't feel secure anymore in America. But here I feel like I can walk down the street. No one's going to bother me. We hardly have any crime. You know, it just reminds me of the way America was when I was a kid. And I really feel comfortable here. And I know a lot of Americans are immigrating to Europe. There are more and more every day. And I think a lot of people are fed up. You know, a lot of people want to stay in America and fight. But some of us with families, we can't fight anymore. We just want to do what's best for our families.
But the problem is it's a new world order.
Yeah. Don't be fooled by the fact that Europe is a much more pleasant place and there's less, quote, violent crime. The New World Order, and I was told about the places where the same chips in America are being made in Zurich, Switzerland, and the encapsulating companies, and the same plan is happening. It's just a little different version. It's a little more pleasant one, just like there's a pleasant one for Canadians and a pleasant one for New Zealanders and Australians. It's just a different plan. The reason why it's coming more violently is because Americans have a backbone and will stand up and not take this easily. They're being much more subtle in some of these other countries, and don't be lulled into the comfort of, I've moved out, so therefore it's not my battle. It is your battle. Even though you're in Germany, it's your battle.
Yeah, I understand that. I just feel a bit safer, but thanks a lot, Alex. You rule.
Appreciate the call. Wow, Doctor, you really encapsulated that right there. I mean, they have the same agenda, just a little bit slicker, But here, it's just overt to dumb down the dumb and to terrify those of us that are in the know. I mean, hello, I'm Alberto Gonzalez. I believe that the president is above the law and that torture is good. Pentagon, carry out torture. I believe we should arrest citizens for any misdemeanor and secretly deport them to third-party countries for slave labor. I am Alberto Gonzalez. I believe in abortion. I believe in the most liberal forms of abortion. I believe in not informing parents when their child has an abortion down to age 12. I am Alberto Gonzalez. Worship me. I am a conservative. I mean, what? How overt is that, doctor?
I think that we're in the grips of a satanic hold on our government. I think that we are right now being told that black is white and white is black, and I think the Christian conservatives and the senior people in the church need to be held accountable, that they need to start waking up and calling a spade a spade. There wasn't an alternative here. We had two bonesmen, both people that have sworn blood oaths to each other and to Satan before they have sworn oaths to the nation of America and to our flag and to our Constitution. That's what we're facing right now.
And they admit it. They, you know, they play the ritual on TV and go, oh, they're just having fun. Doctor, an incredible interview. I want to have you back up soon. We'll have your articles at prisonplanet.com. I already have some of them there and infowars.com. Doctor, God bless you, and I want to thank...
Well, God bless you and your family. I talked to Violet.
Hold on a second.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time on the AM and FM dial. Back from 9 to midnight Central. If you missed any part of this broadcast today, it'll be rebroadcast tonight, 9 to midnight, on the Internet at Infowars.com, as well as Global Shortwave, 9 to midnight Central at 3210, and during the day, of course, at 9.985. And we've been talking for the last roughly 2 hours with an amazing individual, And I hope that you will visit his website. Again, Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. Dr. Deagle, finish up what you were saying.
Yeah, I was saying that just before we broke that I was praying for protection for you and for your ministry, because we can only do things in God's will. And as it was said by one of the founding fathers, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. Well, I also have to add to that, the price of truly living is to be willing to die for the truth. And I really say a prayer every day for you and your family and everyone involved and everybody willing to speak up, not only in America, but overseas, like your gentleman that called as an American from Germany, that if we do not speak up now, and again, I believe what it says in the Bible. I take it seriously. It says, you know, they overcome Satan and his minions, all of these people like George W. and Kerry and everyone else, by the word of their testimony, by the blood of the Lamb, and they love not their life unto death. And, you know, if we aren't willing to stand up, we won't have children that will be able to stand up like us. We won't be able to speak publicly about the truth. And we won't be able to have a nation under God. It'll be a nation under Satan, and it'll be a hell on earth.
Doctor, and thank you for joining us, and God bless you, my friend. Take care.
Well, I really appreciate it, and I appreciate everything you're doing, because I consider you right now the bravest man in America to speak out about these things, because this is a very perilous time in our history.
Well, it's more perilous not to fight it. And fire out your website one more time for folks.
That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
All right. Take care, doctor.
Take care, and God bless.
All right, my friend. Just briefly here, CNN poll. Do you believe there is a U.S. government cover-up surrounding 9/11? 89%, 4,417 votes. No, 11%, 570 votes after their demonization piece. They used regular Marine Corps tanks against protesters two nights ago in L.A. The video of that's on Infowars.net. Mr. Gonzalez, we have his own memo, his own quotes. He is for torture, arresting American citizens for any reason. He is the architect. He is a demon. We have all the articles where they say he is above the law. The Fallujah battles are very serious for everybody. The civilians, our troops, several Marine Corps helicopters shot down. Also, folks, it is just so imperative that all of you spread the word about Building 7, because there is a major propaganda offensive taking place right now about Building 7 by the mainstream media. So please go to PrisonPlanet.com and spread our detailed analysis page around to everybody. They're testing Homeland Security takeover martial law drills in San Francisco with the loudspeakers, San Francisco Examiner. It just goes on and on. The dollar plunged even more. Now they say officially Yasser Arafat is finally dead. Thought I'd throw that in there for you. There is just so much here, but I just beg everybody to get involved now. MSNBC headline, a chip in your shoulder. Should I get the RFID implant telling you how great it is? Again, I'm looking for the article here about the dollar just absolutely incinerating. Update, U.S. dollar drops to a new all-time low again today. And the average American has no idea what that even means. They know all about baseball. If you want any of my videos, to get them and make copies and spread the word and join us in the historical fight, Infowars.com. To order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart, watch any of the films, all 11, both the books, everything, the weekly TV reports, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, or toll-free number to order any of the films. Take action now, folks. Join us in history. 1-888-253-3139. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. Be that standard. 888-253-3139. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow. God bless you all.